Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
Say, I'm not tired yet. Oh, look at somebody like you really mean that and say, neighbor, I'm not tired yet because I don't know about you, but I've been running for Jesus for a long time and I ain't tired yet. See, that's just what the enemy comes to do. The enemy just comes to try to wear you out. But I just wish I had two or three people that could find enough strength on the inside that's been troubled all this week and say, devil, you done took your best shot. You done tried to wear me out. But I got some joy this morning. I got some strength this morning. And I just came to let the devil know that I ain't tired yet. But some of us allow the enemy to come in and begin to draw our strength. Oh, I'm reminded of Samson, how he began to be tricked by the serpent by using Delilah, but they begin to find out where his strength was. You got to understand that the enemy now seeks and tries to sift now and be trying to come into your life just to find out what is your strongest point at. How can I begin to bring you down from your strength and make you weak and make you begin to faint so that you don't even have the courage or the strength to go on? The enemy desires to make you tired, to make you weak. Some of us can't even get our praise up because the enemy done stole our strength. We too tired to begin to praise God. But I'm going to let the devil know today, he ain't going to steal nothing. If the devil think he going to steal my praise, the devil is a liar. I got more inside of me today than I had on yesterday because I ain't tired of fighting just yet. Look at somebody and say, are you tired yet? Oh, say, you ought not be tired of praising. See, this should be an easy sermon this morning. This is an opportunity for you to begin to praise and dance on the devil's head to let him know that you still got something left in store. Oh, but I ain't tired yet. But it says in verse 4, therefore, seeing we have the ministry. This is a ministry. So you got to understand, you got to let the devil know this ain't just something you come to do, but this is a lifestyle. This is something that God has already put in you since the day you was in your mother's womb. So you don't have to be worried about what the devil got to say about you, how the devil want to try to manipulate you. And he can never fully bring you down because you got the authority. So the only reason you are going through is only because the enemy wants to destroy the ministry inside of you. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. But it says, therefore, we have this ministry. You got to let the devil know this ain't your ministry. This is God's ministry. So you just can't come in and do whatever you want to do. You're not going to suck us like wheat. You're not going to take away my strength and tire us out. But we're going to continue to praise God in spite of. My life is praise and worship. My life is serving God. My life is giving God the praise. So I ain't tired yet, baby. I got some more fight left in me. Oh, look at somebody and say, don't get tired on me, please. But it says in verse 7 now, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. Oh, I told you, it ain't about you. See, sometimes the enemy will come and steal your strength all because of who you connected to. Y'all gonna get it after a while. See, sometimes the enemy now tries to confuse you by showing up in people that's close to you, and it makes you weak. But you got to let the devil know, I got to stay strong. If you think you're going to attack my family, if you think you're going to attack my children because you think I'm weak and feeble, you got another thought coming, baby, because I got some more. Because when you think I'm weak, that's when God is made strong. It's not until I'm at my weakest point. And before I begin to faint, God begins to give me a burst of energy. God begins to endure the hardship and the burden that's already upon my shoulders. But I ain't tired yet. You may have showed up in my finances. Oh, but I ain't tired yet. You wanted to try to destroy me so I couldn't be a blessing to God's kingdom. But guess what, baby? I ain't tired yet. You wanted to try to show up in my body to keep me from serving God. But I ain't tired yet. I may be on a bed of affliction, but I'm not too sick and not too tired to send up a praise in the midst of my situation. I ain't tired yet, devil. But it said, this is a ministry. And I got treasure. This treasure is in earthen vessels. So it means now you already possess what you need to gain strength in any situation that you've been dealing with. Oh, I wish somebody would just reach down in the bottom in the pit of their belly and say, I got strength. Because that's what began to happen. The treasure is laid up for when you need it. See, you people, when you got treasure and nice goods, you don't just use them at any moment, at any time. You use them when you really need it. You use it and reach down for your good treasure when things are lacking in other areas. So you got to begin to protect the treasure that's on the inside of you so that the enemy can't begin to destroy your strength. But some of us, we let the enemy find our treasure. Oh, God. Because you got to understand, Samson made one mistake. He let Delilah find out where his treasure was. He let Delilah know where the strength lies. He let her know his weakness and the very thing that could destroy him. The saints of God got to stop telling the devil where their treasure is. We got to stop letting the devil know everything that God has already showed us. See, you can't run and tell every vision that God gives to you because the enemy would try to destroy the vision. Oh my God. But sometimes God will show you something and say, keep that to yourself. This ain't meant for you to go and tell everybody. The Bible says sometimes you can't let the left hand know what your right hand is doing. So God said, when I begin to show you how to get out of the trap that you've been dealing with, you can't begin to tell the devil your strategy. Oh my God. But see, we begin to let the devil know our strategy. And he knows everything about us. Why? Because we tell him everything. You got to understand, all you got to do is when you open your mouth is praise. Stop telling everybody your business. Stop telling everybody what God has already revealed to you. And then we wonder, why am I still dealing with what I'm dealing with when I know God has spoken to me? Because you got to understand, the enemy got angels now that come and grab what you say and take it back to him. And when he takes your word while you sleeping, Matthew 13, 30 told you about it. When you sleeping at nighttime, the enemy is still working. The enemy is trying to tire you out. And he's looking at your baby and he's laughing at you and say, look at the Christian. They sleeping all the time because they always tired. They always weak. But this is the time where I can begin to work now. Oh, but when you begin to get up at 12 and 4:30 in the morning and get on your knees and pray and intercept everything the enemy has been plotting and planning against you, that's when you show the devil that you got the authority. And the devil say, they ain't praying. They ain't fasting. They always sleep because they tired. But I want to let somebody know I ain't tired yet. Oh, I may not have slept in 2 days, but I still ain't tired yet. Oh, because I ain't had no sleep don't mean I ain't going to pray tonight. It don't mean I ain't going to fast tonight. See, the devil thinking I'm going to sleep. But at 3:30, I'm going to let the devil know that I ain't taking no time off because you ain't too tired to plot and plot against me. I'm not too tired to shut your kingdom down. I ain't tired yet. I ain't too tired yet. I ain't too tired to keep on praying. I ain't too tired to keep on letting the devil know who I am. I ain't too tired yet. I've been running this race for a long time. Oh, but some of us, see, y'all done brought me down from my text. Some of us get tired of running. Oh, Lord have mercy. We get tired of running and say, my back is against the wall. I don't want to run no more. Whatever happened, just happened. Let the chips fall where they may. Give me whatever cards I was dealt. The devil is a lie. You can accept that mess if you want to. You can be weak and throw in the towel if you want to. But I didn't come to church every Sunday, every Tuesday, just to sit down and let the devil wreak havoc in my life. I came to apply the principles of God so that I can be what God has called me to be. I ain't tired of running. But we get tired of running. Yeah, we don't want to run with the vision, but we're getting ran over. And you wonder why everybody else is so far along. You see, when the enemy comes in, it makes you have a slight setback. But I want to talk to two people that's been set back this week to be set up. They say, even though I was set back, they may have went a little bit further than me, but the Bible says the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but as long as I keep on running, after a while I'm gonna make it to the end. See, it ain't about how fast you run, it's about you getting to the place that God wants you to be. But soon as somebody get ahead of us, we say, well, I done lost this battle, it's over for me. I'm going to just throw in the towel right here. But you got to begin to run and say, devil, I may be moving slow. I may be aching in my body. Oh, I may not have everything I need right now, but I ain't tired yet. I ain't tired of running for God yet. I ain't gonna let you stop me from serving God, because I got something else inside of me that when my flesh want me to give up, my spirit started moving. Oh God. And I ain't giving up right here. Look at your neighbor and say, don't give up right there where you are. Tell him you got something powerful and something valuable in the inside of you. Hidden treasure in earthly. Don't you just understand that how God has put treasure in an earthly vessel? That means that God, now he says in Jeremiah, I know the thoughts, I know the plans that I have for you. So if God already know the outcome, what you still worried about it for? If God already know and preordained everything your life is supposed to be, why are you worried about the enemy destroying you before your time? Y'all ain't saying nothing. But you see, some of us, we can't even live life because we're so afraid that the enemy gonna try to destroy us. Some of us won't even get on an airplane because we are afraid that it's gonna crash. But if, guess what, it's not gonna crash unless God has called you home. But we let the enemy dictate the way we live, and he causes us to get wore out. And when you're worn out, what begins to happen? You come distracted. You're not as focused as you need to be. And you begin to say, I don't even understand why I'm in this place I'm in. But I'm going to let the devil know today. He can't wear me out. Oh, look at this. I'm only done got the three verses. Lord, have mercy. Verse 8 says, we are troubled. Look at this. On every side, not yet not distressed. What you stressed for? Oh Lord. I'm gonna pause right there. Look at your neighbor and say, what you stressing for? This trouble ain't nothing new, but we act like trouble is something new. Trouble ain't nothing new. It says, we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Look, y'all hear what that scripture is saying? You can't help but to come out victorious. Somebody that went to the back wall. You can't help but to be victorious. So it don't even matter about what's going on around you. The Bible say 1,000 may fall at my left, but none of it shall come nigh my dwelling. Oh, stop talking about you ain't got no money, how bad the economy is. You're not a part of it. Why? It can fall, but it's not going to come nigh your dwelling. But you allow the enemy to teach you otherwise. But when you stand on the word of God and say, hey, I don't care if I fall out. That's why I say, for God I live, for God I die. So if the enemy gonna try to kill me, he gonna have to kill me in the bosom of God. He ain't gonna kill me just laying down on the job. If he wanna try to destroy me, he gonna have to try to destroy me under the armship of the Lord and Savior. Look at somebody and say, I'm on my way now. No matter what's going on around me. Look what it says. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. So it means now, if God can raise up Jesus, what makes you think he's not going to raise you up out of that situation? Y'all will get it in a minute. So y'all must not have been going through bad enough to shout yet. See, when you really been going through bad enough, you be done lost your mind about halfway through this. Because you understand that the devil, you tried to trick me like that. You telling me I got something now that's going to begin to rejuvenate on the inside of me that caused me to run on and see what the end is going to be. That'll make me praise him right there. That even though I feel like I can't go on, that God can begin to speak to my spirit and say, you got something to cause you. But he said he told him to rise up. The same God that rose. Why did he raise him? Because even though, y'all look at the Savior, even though he was beaten, even though he was abused, even though he was whipped and abused and everything they done to him, he was so tired out and so dressed down. But what began to happen? Even to the point, God said, raise up. You got work to do. Oh, God. Oh, I wish somebody received that. Tell somebody, just get up right where you are because you got some work to do. You ain't tired. Yeah, I know you look tired. I know you feel tired. But it's time for you to get up because God ain't through with you yet. The enemy think you're done. The enemy think you're KO. But I want you to know it's time to get up because you got some more work to do. Look at somebody and say, stop laying down on the job. Oh, some of us laying down on the job. And God, it's people that God got that's connected to you, but you laying down on the job. It's people now that even though you don't feel like going on, that you need to be strengthened so somebody else can be encouraged. You don't know who God is connected to you that God wants you to begin to bring out so that he can be delivered. But the enemy want to try to make you tired. Look at this. I'm almost done. Watch what it says. For all things are for your sakes. Look at somebody say, this is for you. That the abundant might, through the thanksgiving, may redound to the glory of God. Look at somebody say, just wait for the glory. Verse 16 now, this is a popular verse. For which cause we faint not. Oh, stop fainting. Stop falling out all over the place. Stop falling out with other folks because they ain't looking at you right. Stop falling out with other folks because they don't want to support the anointing in your life. Stop falling out with folks because they can't accept who God has called you to be. Stop falling out over people and relationships and start falling in the way of God so that God can begin to turn your life around. But we get to the place. Me and such done fell out. How you fall out with somebody and you a saint of God? How you got an attitude with somebody and you supposed to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? But we falling out. We falling out. the least little thing come our way, we faint. And God is saying, where are your guts? Is that all you can take? Is that all? Because everything God is speaking to, everything I created is God is great. But yet the least little thing, it seems like that you are feeble. God didn't create no feeble beings. But God created great and mighty things. So if we are great and mighty, why we the least little thing make us crumble? And God is sitting back and saying, look at my creation. Did I not build them no more sturdier than this? And God is looking at the treasure and saying, you're walking around with hidden treasure and don't even know it's there. Some of you are walking around looking for money and what you need to make you a millionaire is in your belly. But you ain't recognized it yet because you're too busy fainting. I'm too tired. I'm too weak. Sometimes the only time we pick up our Bibles is on Sunday. And then we get a nerd to ride around with them in the back of the car seat window like we're doing some reading. We're fainting. And we wonder why we're not no stronger than we are. Because we don't exercise our spirit, man. Uh-oh. We exercise our flesh more than we exercise our spirit, man. And all you got to do, God said, the same way you want to go to the gym and lift them weights. God said, lift up my bloodstained banner. God said, just like you want to run on the treadmill. God said, even when the way don't look right and favorable to you, keep on running and see what the end's going to be. Keep on running even though you're getting weak and you're getting tired. God said, I'll send somebody to hold you up when you can't hold yourself. I'll send forth my word. I'll send forth my anointing to make you strong. I'll send forth my spirit to pick you up. Let me close this thing. I got to close it. Oh, but it says, for which cause we faint not. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Somebody just shout day by day. So it don't matter what happened to you yesterday. Today is a new day. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It don't matter if you were sick yesterday. Today you are healed by his stripes. It don't matter if you was broke yesterday. Today you are in your wealthy place because God spoke it. It don't matter. Though the outward man perish, my spirit is renewed day by day. Mother, that's why you can run around even though your legs hurt. Even though there's flesh begin to perish, the inward man say, I'm stronger and I don't care nothing about no flesh. And after a while, you begin to move and praise God and don't even feel pain in your body. Oh my God. But what you got to understand is the spirit will never come in agreement with your flesh. Oh Lord. Your spirit, man, will never come in agreement with your flesh because it's unequally yoked. It can't begin to hang in the balances. So the spirit says, somebody got to maintain strong. Lest we both perish. But we begin to say, I'm perishing. The outward man. Oh, but the inward man is being renewed. Oh, you may be 80, you may be 70 years old, but your inward man is a baby. Oh, y'all ain't said nothing. You may be crippled on the outside, but your inward man is stronger. Watch this, I'm going to give you revelation, I'm going to close. We so quick to always say nobody's perfect. But yet, I remember in the scripture in Genesis said, God created to strive for perfection. If God created with perfection, we always say nobody's perfect. How can we not be perfect, but yet God created perfection and made us in his image, which was So I can teach y'all this. As y'all go along, I can give you unrevealed stuff. But nobody's perfect. But you got to understand, it's all in how you begin to speak out your mouth. So when you begin to say nobody's perfect, it means now that you are cursing what God already put in you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Why? Let me give you the revelation. Because you have to understand, God didn't make human beings perfect. He made what he put in you perfect. So it means now the outward man is not perfect, but yet I got something perfect on the inside of me. So guess what? You may be jacked up and you may not be perfect upon when I look at you, but it's something inside of you that makes you perfected. Okay, Pastor, how can that make me perfected? The part that's perfect inside of you is what causes you to get it right. Uh-oh. If that wasn't perfect inside you, you would never get it right. You would still be where you was 30 years ago. You would still be strung out. You would still be doing what you want to do. You would still be club hopping. You would still be doing everything under the sun. But yet the thing that's perfect inside of you, it begins to work and cause you to want to line that thing up and say, I can't begin to do that thing no more. I need to do this. I need to walk the straight and narrow.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.